Don't be so...
bullheaded? Or stubborn?
Or
obstinate, yes. I think more people around here would call it stubborn.
Mm-hmm. Would they say, would you say pig-headed there? Bullheaded, I noticed you said.
Pig-headed.
No, stubborn.
Bullheaded more, I think. Yeah. I think I have heard pig-headed, but really not often, I don't believe.
You wouldn't say set. Don't be so set. Or sot.
No, I don't believe. If we say set, we say set in their ways.
Yeah, that's a different distribution. A person who's very easily offended is a very...
touchy or...
Okay. Did you say feisty?
No.
Fretful? Short patient?
No.
Touchy?
Touchy or... I should have another word on that.
That's
too.
The one I wanted anyway. That's all right. It's a good one. That's one you use. A person who's like that is very... he's...
angry?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mad.
Would you use them both, probably?
We used to more, I think, years ago say mad. Then we finally learned that wasn't... if you were mad, you were insane, I believe is the way they put it in school.
Well,
so we dropped
still
it.
Use it in that connection, though. Would you say head up, or ashy, or ugly? He's ugly.
No, ugly to us
head
is...
head up, I think. We used to use that.
An older
yes,
term.
All head up. I think we still do occasionally. He was all head up. He got on his high horse. He was furious.
Okay. This is a mother whose child has been injured is very excited. The doctor tells her just to keep
calm.
Cool.
What'd you say? Pronounce the word that he said. Keep
calm.
Okay. And after a day's work, you're just simply
tired, exhausted, worn out.
Fatigued, some of them.
Okay. Do you ever use fagged out?
Yes, some.
Tuckered out?
Yes, occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all tuckered out.
All done out?
No, I don't believe.
Petered out?
Not that.
I think probably the men use that sound.
Or beat
all,
out?
All exhausted and they just
tuckered
use it tuckered out? Or
okay, at the end of the day, if you're very tired, you're very exhausted, you might say that I'm just all...
Yeah.
Or
worn out.
Worn out.
Now, if somebody all of a sudden started to vomit, you'd say she. All of a sudden she.
They used to say puked, but I think we don't anymore. I know.
Throwing up.
Throwing up. We.
or
vomit. Our term was here, I believe. Sometimes we say they dumped it.
Up, heaved it up too. Heaved it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The one which is the nicest of them all might be vomit or throw up.
Yes.
I mean, if you're depending, you always use these depending on the company you're in.
Yes, I think so. Uh huh.
Now, a person. Back to this person who did vomit. Let's say all of a sudden, you might say that all of a sudden she. Would you say got sick or took sick?
Got sick, I would say.
Got sick.
Mm-hmm. And a fellow starts to sneeze and cough, and you might suspect that he's sometime last week he
took cold.
Caught a cold, which